We are here on the Growmark Media Tour, and with me is Randy Handel, who is CEO of South Central FS. First of all, Randy, you gave us an explanation, kind of an overview of this facility here, Total Grain Marketing, TGM, and South Central is part of TGM, is that correct?
Yes.
And Growmark also.
Yes.
So just tell me a little bit about this facility, what we saw here.
Okay, the grain facility, we have an 8 million bushel elevator. It is on the CSX railroad. We are a 90-car unit train shipper, express load shipper, on the CSX. Handle about 16 million bushel of grain per year.
Now, you were talking about the CSX unit trains. You do 90-car trains, and you talked about the express load and how you load those suckers up in a pretty short period of time.
Yes. We have 15 hours from when the train comes. They unhook the engines. We take it over from there. Our employees take it over and start working on the train. We have 15 hours to load it, grade it, and we use a federal inspection service comes in and grades each car and put the train back together and have it ready for the CSX to take if they want to in the 15 hours.
So you're pretty efficient there. Now, I think it said how many bushels per minute you can load?
1,000 bushels a minute.
1,000 bushels a minute, so you can do 90 cars in 6 hours, right?
Yes, 6 hours, yes. Sometimes a little sooner, sometimes a little better.
Now, how often do you do that here at this facility?
Well, it's not on a regular basis. It depends on the month and the shipments. I think this year we'll ship out around 70 unit trains this year.
Now, tell me about TGM, how it was formed through South Central FS, and I guess you started with Effingham Clay, right?
In 06, Effingham Clay Service Company and Wabash Valley Service Company and Growmark combined the operations of Effingham Clay's grain facilities and grain business. Growmark purchased Hoosengay Grain and Willow Hill Grain and contributed that into TGM. And Wabash Valley made an investment into TGM. So that was the three owners. So it was formed in September of 2006.
Now, actually, TGM, though, has a variety, several different locations, correct?
Yes, we have 32.
32 locations, and you can handle, they said you can handle 16 million bushels here. So how many million bushels can you handle total, then?
Last year, we handled 70 million bushel.
Now, you talked a little bit about where this grain goes. You have a whole lot of different locations, a whole lot of different markets for the grain that comes through here.
Most of Casey Grains goes to the southeast. Mostly to the poultry market in the southeast and ADM and Bungie on the bean market.
And now you also talked about the fact that, you know, you started in 06, but you serve your members here and you are interested in growing as well.
Oh, yes. We are looking any way to grow our company. We as long as it's a profitable opportunity for our owners and our customers and fits into our business plan, we want to grow our business.
So in 6 years, how would you say how well this has done for your members?
It's done extremely well. It's been a win-win for our local grain producer in that it has helped enhance margin. Their margin, the price that we pay to them, has been improved because of our arbitration abilities. It's been profitable for us as a company, but in turn, we're a local cooperative, so that's profitable for our owners and members.
Well, now, we're also here in a fertilizer facility that you have also here on site. Tell us about this.
Okay, this is a Growmark-owned fertilizer facility. It just opened here just a month ago. It is a 25,000-ton dry fertilizer blend facility and a 10,000-ton solution facility. So this is the first spring we've been using it, just really starting to use it.
And you've got the ability to, you were showing us right on the rail line here, so you've got the ability to get this fertilizer in and out of here pretty easily as well, right?
Oh, yes, yes. It's our goal when a fertilizer train comes in, and they could be from 70 to 85 cars, to have that gone in 24 hours, unloaded and gone in 24 hours.
So this is really, this whole complex here is a really good fit for in so many ways for the different cooperatives that are involved, right?
Oh, yes. Excellent. It's a very good location, being on the CSX track. It's good next being that we can share some of the resources with our grain elevator. And it's good in that some of the business here, north of here is a heavily fall movement of dry fertilizer. South of here is a more spring movement of dry fertilizer, so it's a very, very strategically located facility. This is a very good thing for our local producers and our local owners.
Here on the Growmark Media Tour, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.